Well, as Yogi Berra might say, it's deja vu all over again. Once again, the future of Obamacare is in the hands of the U.S. Supreme Court. This summer, the court's interpretation of four words in the Affordable Care Act will have a significant impact on the future of the law. Millions of Americans are counting on the dollars from Obamacare federal tax credits because they use that to pay for health insurance coverage. The High Court's ruling will determine whether those credits will be offered or withdrawn to residents of 34 states, and Michigan's in that bundle of 34 states. Those are the states that opted not to create their own health insurance exchanges, instead implementing the federal government exchange. Whoa, complicated. But to learn more about this important matter, and it is important, and how it might impact Ingham County residents, we welcome back Robin Reynolds. Robin is the executive director of the Ingham Health Plan, insurance aimed at low-income residents and families who do not receive Medicaid, Medicare, or any other health benefits. Welcome, Robin. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
For starters, can you clarify for us the role the Ingham Health Plan has alongside Obamacare? How do they work together?
Sure. Well, the Ingham Health Plan's been in place since 1998, and previously we've had 16,000 members. And when Obamacare began, probably about 20% of our population was eligible for that benefit. When Medicaid started, though, the enhanced Medicaid in this state, about 80% of our members were eligible. So our members are eligible for one of those plans but there are a couple of groups of folks that we still cover that they're not eligible for any of them, mm-hmm. or they can opt out of the coverage. One is a lot of non-citizens, whether they're here legally or illegally, are not eligible for one of those programs.
Right. They are completely excluded.
Yes. If you're here legally, you have to be here 5 years in order to receive any benefits, federal mm-hmm. or state benefits. So we take care of those folks, and we also have the people that have a Medicaid pending or a marketplace product pending. So mm-hmm. while they're in that pending stage, we'll cover them for 90 days. The other are the people who can opt out of the Affordable Care Act, and that has to do with their mm-hmm. level of income. If their medical expense is greater than 8% of their annual income, the premium charges, then they can opt out of coverage, and they don't get fined. They don't have any coverage, and they don't get fined. So we'll accept all of those. We're the true safety net. So if you don't have insurance, we will cover you, and we'll try to get you hooked into something else that's a better benefit.
You mentioned safety net, and Robin, it sounds like it really is a safety net for those who may have no other options available to them. That's got to be a real boon to them.
Yes, it is. It is a safety net, and we've been around for a long time. There's also a lot of people that are moving plans. Mm-hmm. If they are eligible for Medicaid, they have to be under 138% of poverty. But if they move up over that, there's a transition that takes place. They have to perhaps get a marketplace product. Mm-hmm. So we're there for their transition so that they can keep taking their medications. And we are the true safety net in the community.
Right. That's amazing. And of course, you mentioned taking medications. That becomes a critical piece because in maintaining one's health care, you can't afford to cut those pills in half or to go 2 weeks stretching on to the next piece. The four words that the U.S. Supreme Court is looking at, established by the state. What are some of the scenarios, maybe with the less disruptive decision the court might come out with to a more disruptive? So what are the range of possibilities you're facing at this point?
Well, the Supreme Court could rule that it is, in fact, constitutional, and mm-hmm. Everything would just go back to normal.
Right.
If they rule that it isn't, then I'm not exactly sure what Michigan will do. There has been, Governor Snyder has indicated that he'd ask the Republican-controlled legislature if they would gear up to run a state-based exchange, and not sure that they would do that. We had difficulty getting the Medicaid expansion and the Affordable Care Act federal-based exchange through the legislature, so I'm not sure what that would hold. But those are the two options. We do have about We have 341,000 individuals that are on the exchange.
Here in Michigan.
Yes, here right. in Michigan. And of those...
It's a population out of 10 million. Not to interrupt, yes. but trying to give some perspective here.
And yeah. then we have, out of those, about 300,000 of them, or 88%, receive that subsidy. So mm-hmm. most of the people on the exchange do receive the subsidy. So they would, if it goes away, they would be back to... not being able to afford their premium and dropping out of the plan. And IHP would be here to offer our benefit to them, but it's not ideal. IHP is a community benefit. It's not an insurance. Mm-hmm. And so they would get a minimum benefit. We pay for outpatient specialty care, lab, radiology, prescriptions, and some other services, outpatient hospital, but hospitalization and emergency room, which we know are the most costly right. services, aren't covered under our plan.
Mm-hmm. Sue Carter in for the vacationing Mark Bayshore, and I'm talking with Robin Reynolds, who's the director of Ingham Health Plan, and we're talking about the upcoming U.S. Supreme Court examination of the case King v. Burrell and the impact that it might have, because it's challenging those four words, established by the state, that is in the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. Robin, what's your nightmare about this?
That it would be found not constitutional. Mm-hmm. I think it's another step to try to do away with Obamacare. And I know it's not perfect at this point, mm-hmm. but it's something. And it does offer, like I said, 340,000 people in this state help with insurance premiums. And otherwise, they won't be insured and they won't get care. So I'm hoping that it goes in our direction. I think, though, there's other things on the horizon that we need to look forward to. Too, as well. I know some of the Supreme Court rhetoric that's come out, they're in now they're in deliberation about mm-hmm. it. They heard mm-hmm. oral arguments. And I know that Kennedy, or it was Justice Roberts, said even if this passes, mm-hmm. states should still think about building their own exchanges because it could happen again and something else could happen with it. There are numerous attacks on the Affordable Care Act, and we know that I think last year they tried to outlaw it 30 times and it didn't pass. And so there's still a lot of critics, and it might be good for the state to just work toward building our own exchange.
And as we pointed out at the beginning, 34 states out of the 50 currently don't have their own exchanges. Mm-hmm. And the assaults on the Affordable Care Act are not only political, but they are judicial as well.
Yes.
Typically, Justice Kennedy is a swing vote on this. Justice Roberts, I think, is trying to hold them together at some level. Back up a little bit, if you will, and help me understand. What is the funding base for the Ingham Health Plan?
The Ingham Health Plan, it's changed. Our funding base used to be primarily hospital dollars through a mechanism that drew down federal dollars. Mm-hmm. That's ended, and so we have a millage, and the millage was put on the ballot specifically because we knew our primary source of funding would be going away when the Affordable Care Act came to be. So we are funded through an Ingham County Health Services millage.
Which says a lot for the people of Ingham County, mm-hmm. that they voted to apply to themselves this millage. How much for the individual who's looking to apply? Is there a cost involved? What is that cost?
For an individual, it's $20, and that we put toward administrative fees. Mm-hmm. And then there's some very small copays, $5 for an office visit, and then prescriptions are $5 or $10. So it's a very minimal cost to have somebody get the basic coverage, kind of a wellness benefit, and to keep them well.
Mm-hmm. And the administrative fees, I would imagine, go toward making assessments as to whether or not a person or family is or is not eligible?
Sure. Yep. All the enrollment and outreach and then running the operation. We run exactly like an insurance company, but we're not what you consider credible coverage. We're not licensed by the state to provide health insurance. So it's a community benefit.
Are there other counties in the state that offer this kind of program?
You know, prior to the ending of our major funding source, there were county health plans in mm-hmm. just about every county.
Okay.
I think there were nine that didn't have them. And now most of them are gone. Mm. And there's some major ones, Kalamazoo, Washtenaw County, Genesee County, Muskegon County. So there are, and Ingham Health Plan, there are about six of them that are remaining, still providing that benefit and providing some other things as well.
Mm-hmm. Again, so if people drop through every other net, at least in these counties in Michigan, it is available.
Yes.
You mentioned a residency requirement, mm-hmm. 5 years, and that's being a resident in Michigan?
That 5 years is for the Affordable Care Act, and that's right. being a resident of the United States.
Of the United States, okay.
Yeah.
And is there a residency requirement, a duration for the Ingham Health Plan?
You have to be a resident of Ingham County.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in Ingham County Millage.
Of course. But is there any particular period of time? Say I just moved in from Lenawee County.
Nope. No period of time, as long as you're a resident here and you don't have any other insurance. And the income guidelines for us are anybody from zero to about 240% of poverty. So if you make $28,000 or less mm-hmm. as an individual a year, you're eligible for the Ingham Health Plan.
Mm-hmm. There are students now covered under their parents' plan, but what if a parent doesn't have a plan, or a student is absolutely independent of parents and financial assistance? Is that person eligible as well?
Sure. We actually come to MSU and do some enrollment,
mm-hmm.
so they certainly are eligible. As long as they're independent, not filed on their parents' taxes, they're considered independent.
Robin Reynolds of the Ingham Health Plan Corporation, who's Robin, the executive director. Free and low-cost dental services, and often those get forgotten or pushed out or not included, but dental is really important. I say that as the daughter of a dental hygienist. How are those handled? How are dental services offered?
Dental services is a new plan for mm-hmm. us. It started in January, and it is a huge hole. And mm-hmm. we saw a lot of people going to the emergency department for toothaches, and it would be the same tooth over and over because they can't fix the tooth. They mm-hmm. can just treat it palliatively and make you comfortable. But so we partnered with Delta Dental Plan, and we offer a benefit for people who are dentally uninsured. The Affordable mm-hmm. Care Act did not consider dental an essential health benefit.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Yeah. And I myself, coming from the daughter of a dentist,
okay.
We're
talking on the same
yeah,
platform here.
I feel
here.
Real strongly about dental yeah. and that it is part of the body, and people can die if they have an
Absolutely.
Abscess tooth. And so we were really happy to be able to add that benefit. And so if you're dentally uninsured mm-hmm. and you still meet the income guidelines of up to $28,000, it's an awesome plan. It's free fillings, free cleaning, free x-rays. And then some of the more important things that I thought, mm-hmm. for instance, a root canal
mm-hmm.
instead of an extraction, we priced those yeah. very affordably.
Mm-hmm.
I think an anterior tooth is $70. So
oh, wow. That's great.
It's very affordable because I wanted to push people toward what was the right care and not necessarily an extraction. So the other good part about this is that Medicare does not cover dental. And so for the first time, we're able to cover the older adult population with a benefit. So I think it's awesome. And we refer to some of the clinics. The health department has always mm-hmm. had a clinic, and so we refer there, but we also have a base of other dentists that we refer to.
Robin, that's wonderful. We've been talking about the implications of the Supreme Court's decision in King versus Burrell and what it's going to mean for insurance buyers here in Ingham County. Our guest has been Robin Reynolds, director of the Ingham Health Plan. And Robin, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.